No, indeed. And I mean, it's no surprise to certainly public representatives in Donegal that our people are struggling financially, and particularly working families in Donegal are struggling to cope with the range of, you know, hidden charges and costs that are out there. I mean, for example, car insurance, just outrageous situations that people face. And for too long, Donegal has been left behind. For too long, Donegal has felt like the forgotten county. And that's why we have said again and again that there needs to be positive discrimination towards this county in terms of investment. That's infrastructural investment. There needs to be special tax arrangements for businesses that are trying to cope in this county. Recently, we had a situation where VAT for the hotel and restaurant, you know, and hairdresser sector was applied as if they were, you know, based in Dublin. Absolutely stupid policies. So until people in power in Dublin wake up to this, we're going to struggle to catch up with the rest of the country.
And it's not just in the Dublin region. We do see in those figures that even the Midwest of the country seem to be better off than up here.
No, indeed. I mean, when you switch on your national news and RTE, you know, you have regular job investment announcements by the hundreds, and you know, very, very, very few of them are in Donegal. Indeed, if it wasn't for the likes of you know, Primerica here in Letterkenny, we would really, really be in serious trouble. But we haven't brought in new investment on the back of the likes of Primerica. We haven't seen this as an opportunity to market Donegal and this region. You have the situation with the IDA, you know, are you know, really getting by on the back of the success of one company and not bringing new investment. So there's a failure across a whole range of government agencies to understand, you know, the scale of the neglect, the historical neglect of Donegal, and the need to have a range of strategies in terms of taxation, in terms of public investment, in terms of infrastructure that allows our county to catch up. But for my part and for Pierce Doherty's part and Sinn Féin, we will continue to expose them and challenge them, and maybe someday we'll have a chance to be in government ourselves.